Well, the blame game over sequestration continues here in Washington.
These cuts do not have to happen. Congress can turn them off anytime with just a little bit of compromise.
Yet Republicans say sequestration can be traced back to the president, and they've already given him a tax increase, so it's time to cut spending.
Joining us live is John King, CNN's chief national correspondent. It's amazing. The clock continues to tick down here, and Americans, many of them voters, are saying, holy cow, they're not going to do anything.
Children at play, I think, is what a lot of Americans say, because they've had to make all these tough choices. They've watched their employers make tough choices, and they watch Washington pointing fingers. And, you know, we've been through several of these crises over the past couple of years, gentlemen, and normally it's around now with the Friday deadline. It's about Tuesday or Wednesday when they start to get serious. Actually, maybe the president sends Joe Biden up to the Hill. But this week, that's not happening, at least not yet. There are a lot of people talking and sort of talking under their breath about what could be a deal if we had to make a last-minute deal. But at the moment, when you talk privately, despite even what the president's saying publicly, people in both parties say, you know what, this might be good for us politically, so let's do it.
Is there anybody working to come up with a deal?
There are a lot of staffers on the Hill, and there are people around the White House who, you know, sort of around the water cooler over a cup of coffee, talk about, you know, this is what we could do real quickly if we had to. The Republicans are talking about trying to send the president a bill that gives him the flexibility so that he can call these federal agencies and say, you don't have to cut across the board indiscriminately. You know, you can make priorities. So you can decide, don't send money here, you know, but keep the Border Patrol agents. Cut the money back here, but keep the air traffic controllers. But what the Republicans are saying, and, you know, we'll watch this play out again, more finger pointing, they say when they propose giving the president that flexibility by the end of the week so that he can at least use a scalpel instead of an axe on these cuts, that the Democrats are saying no to that.
Mm-hmm. You said something so amazing to me. You said, you know, some within both parties here are now saying that this thing could be good for us politically. Do they give a hoot at all about the people?
Well, I think that's a great question. But if you think about this, you know, look, the president won the election pretty big if you look at the Electoral College. But one of the problems in our country is that most of these people, both have Democrats and Republicans, you know, they go home to echo chambers. So there are only 14 House Republicans, only 14 of the majority that go home to districts that President Obama carried. And there are only 7 Democrats who go home to districts that Mitt Romney carried. So these guys, when they go home, they think they're safe. Most of the Republicans think they can stand up to the president, and not only is it won't hurt them back home, but it will actually help them. And so there's not a lot of give and take right now. And what's happening is, you know, I keep saying, well, it can't get any worse, meaning the trust deficit
right
between the president and the Republicans. Well, I'm wrong. It keeps getting worse. And I think the president has the upper hand if you look at the polls politically here in the short term. But if the economy teeters again, what does that do to a second term? If the relationships with Republicans and between Republicans and Democrats become even more frayed, what does that do for the gun control debates, the immigration debates, some issue we're not even thinking about yet that's going to pop up on the screen? So I hate to say it, you know, I'm actually a fan of government when it works, but this looks more like a daycare center.
Is there any is there anything to the statement by Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin that if House Speaker John Boehner does agree to compromise on new tax revenues, that he would lose the speakership?
I think Ron Johnson obviously serves in the Senate, but I think his math is probably correct. Look, this is why it gets so hard. The president is asking Republicans for the second time in really 7 weeks to raise taxes. They just raised taxes as part of the last mini crisis we went through. So he's asking the Republicans to twice essentially go to the Holy Grail and raise taxes, which is, you know, against their core principles. And what the Republicans are saying is, in this deal anyway, we don't have anything from the Democrats' Holy Grail. Where are the big entitlement cuts? Where's Social Security? Where's Medicare? They don't want to give the president taxes anyway, but to ask them to give him another tax increase when they're going to get not going to get any deep structural cuts in entitlements? No. If Speaker Boehner agreed to that, he probably would lose his job.
But the polls do show that Republicans and Democrats, Americans, say that they do want both sides to compromise. Compromise.
They do want both sides to compromise. What the Republicans are beginning to say is we keep getting into these short-term deals, and the president keeps getting more than we do out of these deals. And so they want, if they're going to do a deal, they'd rather do the big grand bargain, which is why I don't even think we're going to get the grand bargain back on the table. But remember, there are 2 deadlines this month. There are actually 3 or 4. But the 2 big ones are this Friday when the sequester or the forced budget cuts, to try to put it in English, kicks in. And then you have the end of the month where, you know, the spending authority for the government runs out. So the Republican calculation, and most Democrats tend to agree, is that if the sequester kicks in on Friday, it's not great, but the harshest pain wouldn't come for several weeks, and by then they're going to have to cut another deal anyway.
Oh,
so the Republican calculation, again, shared by many Democrats, is let this happen for a few days, maybe even a week or two, and then cut a bigger deal. But again, if you're watching out there, if you're somebody who depends on federal funding to keep your job, look at the front page of the Washington Post, the shipbuilder in Newport News, this is not an encouraging way to run a railroad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Take care, gentlemen.
CNN's chief national correspondent, John King.